This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, I go to Erev Shabbos, Rabbosai. Let's try to do Pehe Amid Beis Masech Deivamas. Basically, the Mishnah set a distinction between someone who is Aser to their husband Midaraisa and someone who is Aser to their husband Midrabanan. Namely, someone who is Aser to their husband as a Shniyos, then she does not get a ksuba. The husband does not get peiros. Veloy peiros, in other words, the husband does not have to pay her for any consumption of peiros as a knas. Even though the only reason he gets peiros are in because he has to redeem her and he does not have to redeem this woman, still, he doesn't have to pay for the peiros as a knas, and he does not have to feed her, and he does not have to cover worn-out garments, and the vlad is kosher because it's only psalm drabanan. However, which are isurei d'oraisa, then she does get a ksuba, even though she wasn't allowed to get married. And the Gemara wants to know what the distinction is. Says the Gemara, Amar Rajbi, Amar Rav Shimon ben Elazar, Amar Rajba, Rav Shimon Elazar says, Ma Amru Amana l'Kohen Gadol yesh la ksuba. Why did they say that Amana to a Kohen Gadol has a ksuba? Mipnei shehu pasal, because he becomes disqualified, because he basically becomes a chalal. V'hi psula, she becomes a chalala. P'chamakam shu pasal v'hi psula, whenever he's disqualified and she's disqualified, kansu oisai, we penalize him. What does it mean we penalize him? Rashi says we penalize him means we don't penalize her. We don't make her worse than any other woman. So therefore she gets her ksuba. Whenever he is becoming disqualified, and she, so we penalize him. Penalize him means we don't penalize her. And for what reason do they say Shniyos midivrei soifrim ein lahem ksuba? Why do they say Isra drabanan? She doesn't get a ksuba. Mipnei shehu kosher, because he is kosher. V'hi kashera, and she is kosher. B'chamakam shu kosher v'hi kashera kansoisa ksuba. So when they're disqualified, she gets the ksuba, we don't knas her. When they're not disqualified, we do knas her. Now, let's see Rashi. Rashi says, why do they knas a shnia? The reason why they knas a shnia, that she doesn't get a ksuba, is because if she would get a ksuba, then they would stay together. But once she doesn't get a ksuba from him, so then, what does she get out of him already? So then they'll get divorced. But here, we don't have to try to elicit the divorce. Because the fact that she ruined him and he ruined her creates strife, and that alone will dissolve the marriage. In other words, the goal in both cases is to dissolve the marriage. In a case where they both become sulin, we don't need any motivation to dissolve the marriage. But if they don't become pasul, we do need a motivation to dissolve the marriage, and therefore we take away the ksuba. Rabbi Aimer, Rabbi says, a different svara. Halalu divrei Torah, when there's an iser d'oraisa, but amana kain gadol, grusha l'kain hedyoy, divrei Torah n'srichim chizuk. We don't need to add penalty. Halalu divrei soifrim shniyos ar midrabanan, v'divrei soifrim n'srichim chizuk, and divrei soifrim require chizuk. Davar acher, seemingly a third pshat, zehu Margila vizuhi margilasai. In this case, she brought on the marriage. By shniyos, she brought on the marriage, and therefore we knas her. By the iser d'oraisa, he brought on the marriage, and therefore we knas him. Rashi, amano l'kain gadol, grusha v'chalutz l'kain hedyait. She persuaded it. So since she brought it on, In this case, she brought it on. In the other case, he brought it on. Rashi says, by the Isser Dairaisa, Amanal Kain Gad Gushachol, it's a Kain Hedyoid. He brought it on. He wanted him to marry, he wanted her to marry him. Why? Why would we say that? Because she would never want to do it. Why would she want to ruin herself? Why would she want to ruin herself? So when they both become sulin, then we say he brought it on. Why would he want to become pasul? He doesn't, but it was his taiva. So when there's a psul, we blame it on him. But if nobody's becoming pasul, then she's going to want to do it. The shnia, since she's not becoming pasul, and her children are not going to become pasul, she has nothing to lose. She, now, maybe he brought that on also. No, normally we say women want to get married more than men want to get married. That's a general philosophy, that women have more of a tav lemeitan, tavdu, tandu, milameitav armalu. It's a bigger desire for a woman. So therefore, all things being equal, if no one's becoming disqualified, we say she's the one who wanted to bring it on. But when there's a disqualification, we say it was him. So by Aman al-Kain Gagrusha v'chalutza Kain Hedyad, where we say it's him, we knas him, he has to give the ksuba. But when it's Shnia, where nobody's becoming pasul, then we say she's doing it, so she loses the ksuba. So the Gemara wants to know, Davar da'acher man katanila. Who said the Davar Acher? Who's the Baal HaMemra?
A quick question.
Yeah. No, I think he does become pasul. Where's the Rashi? Which Rashi?
The last Rashi on Amud Aleph. He becomes pasul to Avoida until he divorces her, but he does not become a cholo. Once he divorces her, he's fine. That's why he will humar you off. He has no permanent damage.
He doesn't become a chala? I mean, he only passels his... One second, okay. True. He passels his avoida, and he passels the children, right? Right, a kohen who marries a grusha doesn't become a chala, right? The children become a chala. The avoida is passel. Correct, yes. So, but he... Rashi says that when they both become pasul, whatever it may be, let's say she becomes a chalala and he until he gets rid of her, all things are equal, but lemaisa we say it was him because the guy wants to get married more. No, Rashi still throws that in. Look, Rashi says, again, by Shnia, no one's becoming pasul, so we say it was her. So you're saying the same thing by when they do become pasul, why do we say it's him? Why don't we say all things are equal, so it's probably her? You're saying it's because only she's getting pasul, but he's not getting pasul? That's the reason?
That's why he's the pursuer as opposed to she.
We say it's him because he's not losing what she's losing. Who says that?
I thought that's the way I understood it from Rashi. From the bottom Rashi and also the Rashi Zuhi Margiwa.
Right, but no, I understand Rashi's saying he's disqualified for Avoda, but where does Rashi say that he doesn't stand to lose?
Okay. He's a Mechala, so it's not a permanent damage as opposed to the woman who's a Mechala.
Right. Okay, good. So who said this man katanila? So who said this third svara of who's bringing in them? Who's causing the marriage? Ika da amar. Some say Rav Shimon Elazar katanila. Rav Shimon Elazar is saying. Now, why does he have to say anything? He already said a reason in the beginning. He said, "Yesh laksum ne shehu pasul v'hi psula." Chomak shehu pasul v'hi psula kansu aisa ksuba. The reason they knas the ksuba is because they're both. In other words, what's the svara of the of Rav Shimon Elazar? He says, by Isura Dairaisa, they become pasul, so therefore they knas the ksuva. What does knas the ksuva mean? That they don't knas her, she gets the ksuva, because we don't need to do anything to motivate divorce. Masha'en came by Shniyos, where they don't become pasul, we need to motivate divorce. So, but Rav Shimon still needs an added svara. What's the added svara? The Amr Rav Shimon Elazar. He's giving a reason. Matam amru. For what reason do Chazal say who pasul v'hi psula? If he's pasul and she's pasul, kansu oisak suva mibnei shehu margila. If they're both pasul, he's the one who's bringing the marriage. Why? Why is he doing it? So, like you said, because she doesn't want to pasul herself, and he has less to lose. Umatam, hu kasher v'ikshar kansu oisak zimnei shehi margilasai. So this is a svara for the Rajba. Ika da amri, some say Rebbe katanila. Rebbe, who said, divrei Torah tzrichim chizuk, divrei chachamim ein tzrichim chizuk. When there's an isur d'oraisa, we don't need chizuk. When there's an isur d'rabbanan, we need to be mechazik. So we say as follows. We say, the chalutza kakashale. Rebbe's bothered by a chalutza because a chalutza is an isur drabanan. So if it's an isur drabanan, l'chayra, it needs chizuk, and therefore she should not get the ksuba. V'chalutza drabanan, the isla ksuba. Why does the chalutza get a ksuba, but it should need chizuk? The answer is the reason why a chalutza gets a ksuba is because we say he's bringing it on. Hadar Amar Kivan de Pasul La Midrabanan, since she is exempt Midrabanan, Zehu Margila, he brings on that marriage. By the way, Ibn Asin, when a kohen marries a grusha, is he allowed to eat truma during that time? L'chayra not. So then, but still she has more to lose because she becomes a permanent chalal and his situation is only temporary. So l'maisa, Rebbe needs it for the isur d'rabbanan. The answer is still she gets the ksuba because since she's disqualified, he's the one who brought on the marriage. Vizuhi margalasai, and this one by Shniyos, she brings it on because she has nothing to lose. Now the Gemara is a kasha. Ma'ika bein Rebbe l'Reb Shimon ben Elazar. What's the difference between Rebbe and Reb Shimon ben Elazar? Meaning, what would be a situation where they would argue? What's the difference between whether, again, this is in the first shita, that the reason of Reb Shimon Elazar is who started the marriage, as opposed to Rebbe, one is Divrei Torah and one is Midrabanan. What's the nafkamina? Amar Rav Chizda says, Mamzeres unasina li Yisrael ikavanah. The nafkamina would be a mamzeres and a nasina to Yisrael. Manda Amar da Iraisa, Hanami da Iraisa. According to the Manda Amar, namely Rebbe, that it's a matter of Dairaisa, and whenever there's Dairaisa, she gets the ksuba, there's Dairaisa, she'll get the ksuba. But Manda Amar Mnei Shuhu Margila, the Manda Amar that says that normally you get a ksuba if he brings on the marriage. I mean, normally there should not be any nafkamina. Because usually when it's Dairaisa, she's going to get the ksuba. And when it's Dairaisa, he is going to bring on the marriage. But Mandar Mneshu Margila, Ha Hi Margile, this she brought on. Why? Because in the case of Mamzeres Unasina Li Yisrael, she's not becoming Pasal. Why is she not becoming Pasal? Because she already is Pasal. Rashi says, Hova Ina Gurua Machamasa, she's not becoming worse, so she's going to want to marry this guy. But her children are going to be Mamzerim. The answer is they were going to be Mamzerim anyway. And she's better off marrying in Yisrael than marrying another Mamzer, because if she marries a Mamzer, what kind of Yichus is it? To put on the resume, the mother and father are Mamzer this way, at least there's a kosher father. Kedei lahalo zara. Okay. Amanima hahi margale. So she, in this case, even though it's Dairaisa, and she's not really becoming pasul, so she'll cause the marriage. Fracti Gemara, Ula Rabbi Eliezer, the Amar. And according to Rabbi Eliezer, that says, Hareze Eved Umamzer. Now, this would only make sense that she would specifically marry this guy if there's a way to purify Mamzerim. Meaning she would not want to... This only makes sense that she would bring on the marriage if there is a way somehow for her descendants to be purified. If there's no way for her descendants to be purified, she would never want to create more Mamzerim. So the Gemara is saying this only makes sense according to the Manda Amar that a Mamzer can be purified. If you hold a Mamzer cannot be purified, this will not work out. Yesterday I gave a shiur about when the Chidah went to Turkey. He met a person who was a Mamzer and he married a Shivcha to purify his children. But this is not unanimously held. Says the Gemara, the Rebbe Lezer Damar Hareza Eved O Mamzer, according to Rebbe Lezer, who says that if a Mamzeres marries an Eved, the child does not lose its status of Mamzer, but it's a Mamzer and an Eved. Haloi Margilele, she will not bring the son, Veloi Midi, because her children would be stuck. So in that case, she would get a ksuba. Says Gemara, El Amar of Yois. What?
How did you have a shikha bizman is there? You mean, did they have a shikha is only a case where you have avdus? So in Turkey, they had avadim?
In Turkey, they have everything. I don't know. In what kind? How, could you really be an Eved? Kanani? You could. You buy the Eved. I mean, they had slaves. They had avodim in America. I guess. I don't. You know. Anytime. Says Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yosef, Machzir Gerusha Mishanises. The difference would be if you take back a grusha once she's married. Manda Amar Dairaisa, Hanami Dairaisa, according to Manda Amar, by Isri Dairaisa, she gets the ksuba, this is an Isri Dairaisa, so she'll get the ksuba. But Amanda Amar Mneshu Margila, but the Manda Amar, when there's a psul, he brings it on, Hahi Margile, she'll bring this on, because she's not becoming psula, because she was usher to a kayin. To begin with, the woman, the machzer grushasa mishanises, she has nothing to lose by marrying the guy, because it's not like now she's becoming disqualified. She was already disqualified to a kayin, because she was a grusha to begin with. So this she'll bring on, so this she would not get a ksuba. Says the Gemara, but according to Rabbi Akiva, she becomes a... She produces mamzerin. Ul Rabbi Kiva the Amar Yesh mamzer mechayv elav and hal loy margalei. She won't instigate a machzer grushasai v'loy midi. El Amar Papa. Papa said beula lekayin gadol ikvena. The nafkamina would be a beula to a kayin gadol. Man darma daraisa hanami daraisa. Going man darma that's daraisa. This is also daraisa. Man darma neishu margila ha hi margalei. But this. But this, she will bring on. Why? Because it's only a chayve yaseh. So it's only a chayve yaseh. Why would she not marry a Kohen Gadol. Elamai, because she becomes a Chalala, does a Chayve Yaseh become a Chalala? A Chayve Yaseh doesn't necessarily become a Chalala. So she would bring on such a marriage. Says Gemara, the Rav Lezman, Yahu Dama Yesh Chalala Be Chayve Yaseh, Halai Margalai Vol Midi. Says Gemara, Ela Amar Rav Ashi, Machzir Safek Saita Saika Meinau. The Nafkamin would be if someone takes back a Safek Saita. Because you warned her, and she went into Stira, and there's an Isser Dairaisa, but you don't know for sure that she had relations. So Manda Amar Dairaisa Nam Dairaisa, Manda Mneshi Margala, that he's going to do it. He Margala, she will go back to the husband, because she has nothing to lose, because she was already... So in other words, she will instigate this marriage. Why will she instigate this marriage? Because what does she have to lose to live with the guy? That she's going to become usher to a kayin. She already was a zayna from before, l'chaira. In other words, why would she not instigate this marriage? Does she have anything to lose by doing so? She's a suffix saita, so she's an isser dairaisa. However, she doesn't have anything to lose by instigating the marriage. It will not make her any worse. Says Gemara, but what about according to Amasya ben Charash? Or Amasya ben Charash to Amar? Afilu halach bala lahashkois, if the husband merely brings her to drink and he lives with her, asa zoyna, he makes her zoyna haloi margalei. Why? Because she's not going to according to Amasya ben Charash, if a woman lives with her husband on the way to drinking the Saita waters, she becomes a Zoyna. So she's not going to want to live with him, because by living with him she becomes a Zoyna. Now, wait a second, wasn't she a Zoyna before? Apparently, she was not a Zoyna before. So let's get straight what the Gemara said, this case of Safik Saita. Machzir Safik Saitasai. So the Safik Saita is an Isser Dairaisa for the husband to take her back. However, she might want to live with him because she has nothing to lose. Apparently, she would not become a Zoyna. But according to Amasim and Chars, that she becomes a Zoyna, maybe she won't instigate that relationship. Ela Amar Mar Baravashi Soita Vada Ikimenao. The difference is Soita Vadai. Because a Soita Vadai, she already was a Zoyna. And Eisha Sish Teshim Zana, she's also Tim Midai Raisa. She's definitely a Zoyna, so she has nothing to lose, and therefore she would be Margala. You'll say, but she's going to produce Mamzerim. No, it sounds like even Rabbi Akiva would say, Baba ala Soita, Rashi says, the Vlad would not be a Mamzer. So that would ultimately be the Nafkamina, Baba al Vadai Soita. Okay, Rabbi, so that's Daf Pehe Amad Beis. Wishing everyone a wonderful Shabbos, bracha mehatzlacha, and we'll be in touch. That's Shabbos Sunday morning. Okay.
Can I ask a quick question?
Yeah.
Before you were discussing the top of the da, you have to be Kohen Gadol, are you? You're pointing to the Rashi. Why was it only concerned about a Kohen in that a regular a Kohen Gadol? So it's either or.
Which of the Rashi that he's pasul avoda?
At the very beginning, the first ikada amre on the top.
Mm-hmm.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.